Sharabim, we have water that belongs to the public. It's public water. Ein nesarim, that a guy has no right to make nisayay nesach here. It belongs to the rabbim, and therefore it was first peheta. Now that a guy comes and worships it, he does not make it osav hano. Ha the yoch, for the first question, ha the yochid nesarim for smashma, if the flow of water is private property, it belongs to a private Jew, then the water would become osav hano. The question is why? That was those sugis we had before. That something that's attached to the ground, mechubah, does not become asabano. That was the pasuk we had before. Eloi hehem al hehorim. Only an image on top of the mountain. V'lo yehorim eloi hehem. But the mountain itself, if they worship the mountain itself does not become asabano. Since it's mechubah lekaker, there's no tzfisas yadadim, a man didn't do anything here. So therefore, even though the goyim actually worship the mountain, it does not become asabano. So here also water also, even though a private person owns this stream, so what? But the Chur HaVinuth is a regular stream of water. It's like well water that was Hashem made it. It's Mechubal HaKaka. It's not called Tfisat Be'odam. So why, even if it's private, why should it be Yosef Bano? So Marin says, Letzricha Dital Shinu Gala. We're talking about what a wave came up. A wave came up out of the water. So Rashi was near, was a type of an ocean maybe, was near the ocean, had waves. Rashi says, Pomim shenit loshim. Sometimes a wave comes up out of this river. Maybe there are stones there, so there's swift water, it jumps over. Hilkach therefore, the yachinisterm, that water that like jumped up, that came out of the water, that water the guy worships should become asamanu. So Mar says, no, self-saif, still, so the end is, that avnei harshin nedaldlo ninu. If so, tistayin Rabbi Yechon the Yom Rasurois. Before we had a question, and this should not be better than that question. Before we had a question, avnei harshin nedaldlo. By itself, if you have a mountain, let's say there was an earthquake and the stones came tumbling down, it was not bidei adam. It was not a tvis bidei adam. Just the stones of the mountain by itself started to move, come out. So we had a shayla before. If a guy now worships those stones, do they become asabano or not? One svar is, since they moved away from the mountain, it's not called mechubar, it's called tolish, so it would become asab. The other svar was no, but it wasn't done through an adam. An adam had nothing to do with taking this stone out of the mountain. It fell out by itself, so maybe it's still mutabano. So we're here also, even though you're telling me now it's little gal, it's little wave, that came out of the river, but it came out by itself. It's not that a man caused the wave to come out. So a wave of water that detaches itself from the flow by itself, that's mamish the shalom we had before. If a stone that gets detached by itself from the mountain, and before we had a shiloh. So how come we didn't bring a proof from over here? So Marin says, Leitzricha, here the case is, detafchinu piyoteis. We're talking about that a man himself goes down to the river and like swifts up, takes his hand, like touches the water. He hits the water and he makes the water flow out. So that water that comes out of the river, that's called tfisas yadadim. A man caused that water to come out. So that's the difference. If the water comes from a rabbim, comes from a well that belongs to the rabbim, the water is still mutavano. But if the water comes from a yochid, privately owned water, then in such a case, where the man caused this flow of new water, he gave a hit to the river and made the water fall out, that water would become asabano. Now, Rab Chiya bar Abba ikloi legavlo. Rab Chiya bar Abba went into the city Gavlo. Chaz, he saw a few things there. Chaz, first of all, he saw there the nice Yisrael Jewish girls, the Mi'abrim Yodichovim. They were getting married to Haznus, they're becoming pregnant from a guy. That's one thing. And secondly, shemolo v'loitovlu, that if they came pregnant from a guy, that guy, he made mila, he was on his way to become a ger, but v'loitovlu, he did not go to the mikveh yet. So of course, since he did not go to the mikveh, he's still called like a guy, and therefore it's called b'nai yischol, living with goyim, so the kids are mamzerim will soon see. That's one thing he saw. Secondly, he saw chazo chamra to mozgu oyv tekechavim. He saw wine that goyim were coming and pouring the water into the wine to dilute the wine, make it drinkable. V'shasu Yisrael, and he saw Jews drinking that wine. Thirdly, chazar termusa, he saw this type of a pre, a very sour pre that you have to cook a lot of times to make it edible. To shalkilu adikachovim, that the goyim were cooking up this pre, the achlu Yisrael, and the Jews were eating it, and they weren't afraid of bishalakum. So when he was walking by, he didn't say anything. When Rebchia bar Abba passed by this city, he did not say anything. But Osla came to Rabbi Yochanan, then later he came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, listen, say, go now for Hichriz and make a proclamation, tell the people there, make achrosa, make an announcement. Al v'nei yimishno, the children over here from these girls that are living with these goyim, even though the goyim have a mila, bris mila ready, but since they did not make a tefillah, go tell them, al v'nei yimishay mamzerim, that the children are called mamzerim. We'll soon see why. The kids are called mamzerim. Secondly, he told them, v'yal yena mishom yay nesach, tell these people that the wine they're drinking is also, that since the goyim poured the water into the wine that we had before, that's exera, it also makes it yayin nesach, you're not allowed to drink such wine. And thirdly, v'yal turmusim, that you're eating these cooked up fruits from the goyim, that's also mishum bishulei adikachavim, this also goes into the yisur of bishalakim. But he added a reason why. He said, you know why I'm making these three gzeres here? Mishum sheinam b'nei Torah. Because the people here are not b'nei Torah. Meaning, even though mi'ikar adin could be a smuta, but since the people are not matbid in halachis, if I'll be making for them in this halacha, they'll go further and do worse averes. So therefore, certain times and places that the people are not b'nei Torah, you have to put certain restrictions upon them that they should not come and do worse things. So mashmam yikiradin, these three things were muta. So since the people here were einim b'nei Torah, therefore gave these yisurim. So where's the question? Well, let's see now. First of all, al b'neiim shem mamzerim. First of all, he said that the children here were mamzerim. Why? So where it says Reb Yechon l'taimei. Reb Yechon goes according to his own shita that he owes the oma Reb Yechonon li'olam ein ager. A goy is not called a Jew, he's not called a ger, ad sheyim over yitvol. He has to have two things, he has to have mila and tfila. And over here, v'chivad le'tovel, since they did not go to the mikveh yet, v'kichavim hu, they have a regular loch like a goy, even though they started to convert, they already made the mila, but a mila by itself means nothing. You have to have a tfila. So calls them on, they weren't tovel, they're still called goyim. This is Rabbi Yechonon, she also said, "Oy ved kechavim, the Evid, or else Nevid, Rabbi Kanani, Haboa Bas Yisrael, if they live with the Jewish lady, Havlad Mamzer." That's his gzeira. That's Rabbi Yechonon Shita. The Meister we pass in, though, we pass in, the kid is not a Mamzer. He's only Pogim Lakuna, that's all. He's Pogim for Kayin, but he's not called a Mamzer. Any other Jewish person is allowed to marry her. Since the mother is a Jew, even though the father is a guy, but if the mother is a Jew, it's called a Jewish child. And therefore, a person is allowed to marry him. He's only Pogim Lakuna. But Rabbi Yechonon passed in, Rabbi Yechonon holds, the kid is called a mamzer, and according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's also for the people to marry them.
What do you mean by
father? V'gozer al yenom mishum yai nesach. Now, the second thing he made exer was, Shavi Gertz, Zvofi Gertz, was the Bach saying Aleph? Havlad mamzer al yenom. The table is a god mimchum. Take out the word v'gozer. It doesn't make sense v'gozer yet. But the second thing he said was, al yenom mishum yai nesach, that he saw the way the goyim are pouring the water into their wine, so that wine is also why mishum as it had before leich leich armina nazira skor skor lekam lesikrov. We tell the nozer, go away, turn around, go around the kerem, but do not come close to the kerem. So gzeirom, we're afraid the goyim will come to touch our wine, do not drink such wine. The third halacha was v'yal turmusim mishum bishuli adikachovim. That this type of a fruit that the goyim are cooking up for us, he held it's also for Jew to drink, because it's an issa bishalakim. And he ended off, lefi shein b'nei Torah. because the people in this city were not good people. They were not they turned. They were not listening to the halachas. They were making a lot, so you had to be machmer on them. Tamar says, "Taima, what's the reason why it's also diyein and b'nei Torah? Mashma only because these people did not listen to the Torah, so you had to be strict upon them. But mashma b'nei Torah, but normal people that listen to the halachas, then shari, then it would be mutter." So Chud is going on the last case only. The first two cases, Mikra din it's also, that his shittur is the kids of Mamzer, or that the wine is also. Only on this third case of this Termusim, here he held it was also only in this city. Question is why? I've Omer Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, Omer Rav, Kol Shenecha Kamoishu Chai, ain't by Mishum Mishlu Adachavim. True. Anything that could be eaten raw, you have a carrot that you could eat raw, so now even though the guy cooks it up, still it's mutter. There's no way to bishalakim on anything that could be eaten raw. Even though now the guy cooks it for you, there's not that much enjoyment from it, there's no way to bishalakim. But over here, this termusim is unedible. If it's raw, you cannot eat it. Since so, why do you tell me it's only yasa? Because the b'nei Torah, the chura should be yasa mikra din. Since it's unedible raw, there's an issa bishalakim on it. Samara says no. Rabbi Yochanan, kihach lishna srila. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the second lashon we had before, like another kula. The Yomar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rav, kol sheina oila lishulchan shemlochim. Any type of a food that's not that choshev, that would not come up on the king's table, lilfas b'yisapas, you would not use that food to shmir, to spread heat with the bread, would not be a good part of the meal. So ain't by mishul mishul adichavim. There it has no issa bishalakim. If this food is not that choshev, it will not come upon a king's table. And the Mar says lashon of lufas b'yisapas, meaning something like cheese or cheese, meat, something you'd eat with the bread, the chur mashma, just a snack that you would not eat with the bread, is not also, but the maestro we don't even that also is also, but it has to be something, food, choshev of food, that comes upon the table of a king. Tzaddik is, therefore, this termusim really is a simple fruit that is not served on a king's table. Therefore, taima diyein b'nei Torah. The only reason why I told these people they cannot eat this fruit was because they were not b'nei Torah. So he wanted to be machmer upon them, they should not come to make another halachis. But for b'nei Torah, but if these people would have been b'nei Torah, means mikra din, shari, mikra din, this fruit is mutter, because this fruit is not something that's bo al shulchan lochim. It's a very hard thing to understand exactly what does it mean, food coming on the king's table. Because the mice, every single type of food gets on the king's table also, like potatoes. A normal person will eat just cooked potatoes. By a king, they'll make it red and blue and this. They'll put all things into the potatoes, but the same potato, just they make it better. So for all type of foods really gets on the king's table. Since they serve the Rambam's mashmits as well as this, it has to be chosh of a food that if a guest comes to the house, like you want to invite somebody over to eat this. It's like good food that you have people over, you offer them this teat. Not just simple food that you don't offer them teat, like cereal. That's a big shalom about cereals. Cheerios, would there be an issa bishalakim on it or not? So they once really want to be making this, because if that's something you invite somebody over, if you have a guest over the house, even though it could be the king, eats Cheerios for breakfast. Why not? If Reagan enjoys Cheerios, he'll eat Cheerios also. But it's not something you have a guest over, you don't serve him Cheerios though. It's not something you have a guest over to serve him. That's not called Erla Shulchan Lochim. It's a very difficult thing to know exactly what it is. Hakoponim, these fruits here were not really Erla Shulchan Lochim, therefore, really it's mutter. Just since the people here were in the B'nai Torah, for these people he's a little bit machmer upon. Right. Boy minei Rav Kana. They asked the question from Rav Kana. Oyve kechovim mal shayela chanovim legas. Are we allowed, if a Jew owns a wine, a kedem, they own a wine system, now they want to have goyim bring a truckload of grapes. Are we allowed to have goyim bring the grapes to the vat? Are we allowed to have the goyim bring the grapes to the vat? Omalu, Osri said back to this also, do not have the goyim bring the grapes to a vat to make wine. Why? Mishum lech lech arminu diros chos chol akam lasikrov. Again, we tell the nozer, go away, go away, go around the kerem, but do not go through the kerem. See how it's also to have the goyim even bring the wine.
Not today.
Right, we'll soon see what the heter is. Right, today we're not machmon this, right.
Mexican
figure. Yeah. Right, we'll see. Yeah. Esrei. Esrei Rav Yehim or Rav Kana. Rav Yehim asked the question back to Rav Kana. How could you say it's awesome? We have before, there's a Tosefta that says, Oy ve kechovim, shei vi anovim legas, v'salin, if a guy brought the grapes to the vat. So if he brought it in baskets, v'salin, over the durin.